Hello and welcome back to Lounge with Books. I'm Sophie.
And I'm Claire.
We're going to talk to you today about something that we changed in our library with all the COVID business going on.
We've managed to open up to the other year groups in a safe way. The school have been using Zuno in different areas, so I inquired about it to see whether we could use it in our area and spray the furniture and things like that. And we can. So we've had the soft furnishings, Zunoed, and the other year groups are now able to come in. But there are rules and regulations as to what they can and can't do.
Yeah, you've done it in a very controlled manner. So before, only year seven could come in and use the area, and the others were on a click and collect day. And you've kind of altered the click and collect schedule, so on their usual click and collect day, they can now come in and use the area.
Yes. But what they can't do is they can come in, they can sit down, they can enjoy the area. But what they can't do is touch any of the books on the shelves. They have to hand sanitize, just like the year sevens do before they come in. And if they're walking around, they must wear their face masks. They can only take their masks off when they sit down. But what we've done is we've put together book boxes for each year group that have already been quarantined so that they can take those books away.
On the day. And then, say, for example, they can still look at the shelves, and if they see books on the shelves or on the displays that they want, they can come ask us. We can then quarantine those books and they can pick them up at a later date. But the book boxes were such a good idea, and we had quite a lot of fun because we could only pick certain books to go in each year group's boxes. So we had quite a lot of fun picking out books for those particular year groups. So, for example, on the year eight list, we put the Mortal Chaos series by Matt Dickinson on there because it's gripping, it's kind of for that age group. Whereas, say, for example, on the year nine list,
I have added Lisa Heathfield's books, Paper Butterflies, ones like that, because I know the year nines will like those books and they're quite hard hitting, emotional, thought provoking.
An older read. I mean, the good thing is we know our year groups quite well and what they enjoy reading. And we kind of primarily were picking the most popular books that they would go for.
We've put Sarah J. Maas on the year nine list because she's usually quite popular.
Yeah,
and they're quite
so
big
popular
books to read, and they, you know, quite in depth. So they've gone on there. I've added also Bally Rye, Web of Darkness is on the year nine list. That's quite, that's a very popular book. So put that on the list.
We've got Michael Grant for Year 8, the Gone series, A Monster Calls by Patrick Ness. A lot of Phil Earle, actually, is appearing on our Year 8, which is great because we received all his posters, so we can really promote the Phil Earle books now. We've got Mind the Gap, we've got Heroic. We've also got Paula Rawsthorne for Year 8 because she writes such brilliant books. We've got Shell for Year 8, and I think we've put New Boy for Year 9, haven't we?
Yes, I think we have. We've also got Kat Clark on the Year 9 list, and Samira Ahmed, Love, Hate and Other Filters, that's been a hugely popular book, and Lisa Williamson with Paper Avalanche we've put on there. We've also got Patron Saints of Nothing by Randy Ribay, which was a very good book. Noah Can't Even by Simon James Green. So a whole selection of different books.
Year 8 is an interesting year group because you've kind of just come out of year 7, but then you're almost going into year 9. So you need to pick books that are kind of that gap between being quite young, because you're kind of out of primary school now, but you're not quite into older school. So obviously we've got bridging books like Girl Boy Sea by Chris Vick, Lark, Anthony McGowan. You know, we've still got a couple of David Walliams in there, like Beasts of Buckingham Palace. But you're kind of finding those books that are for the younger kind of age, but also when they get a bit older going into year nine.
Yeah.
So you can go on to I Am Not a Number by Lisa Heathfield as they go through the school year.
And I'm really hoping that now that we've opened the area up, we're going to start getting more book loans, because the book loans have gone down because they can't access the area. And I think when you notice it, because year sevens are the same as normal, but it's because they can come and look at the books, they can come and enjoy the area. And it was really quite almost depressing not seeing the other year groups coming in. It was hard.
I mean, because we don't run AR, this is the only downside of not having AR is that there's no need for them to always be in here getting books because they're not following some kind of scheme. I mean, I think it takes out the pleasure of reading, to be fair, when you don't have the choice. But also, it's strange because kids are always on the internet. You feel like kids are always on the internet these days. They're always on their phones. But then a lot of the kids were like, why aren't you using our online system? Why aren't you doing this? And they're like, oh, because I want to come and physically look at the books and touch the books and see the books before I make that choice. And I'm like, that's so, in this digital age, and they don't want to use it. They want to still do it the old-fashioned way, face-to-face. I mean, we've obviously heard success stories from other libraries. Oh, they're always in here. Book loans are through the roof. They love the click and collect. But our kids, it's just not for them, I don't think.
It's not, no, it's not working that great. But it is the only system we can kind of use.
But now we've opened up. Those loans are starting to creep back up because they're getting that FaceTime with us and we can really hammer those books home.
And they don't necessarily have a set time for reading in tutor time or lesson time. So it is kind of they're borrowing the books because they're reading them at home. Mm. We do have a reading week and I do try and enforce reading during certain, other times during the school day. But it's quite a uphill battle we have with getting the kids to read. So, getting them back in the area, I'm hoping is going to pick the book loans back up again.
Because they enjoy the space and they enjoy the atmosphere, and that's what makes them want to go, oh yeah, I want to try that book.
Yeah.
Because a lot of, because we are in an affluent area, if they want a book, they'll just go buy the book.
Mm. So it's quite tough when you come from that school and you get a good budget and you've got the books there and it's trying to get those kids to borrow the books. So we need them in. We need them looking at the books.
We are currently just drip feeding them in. So we only have year nines in during a lunchtime, only year eights in.
There's
we're not mixing
of groups. Because
despite the Zuno, our library is just way too small. Yeah. We don't have tiered levels. We don't have loads of seating. We can't split the room up into categories.
No.
So at the moment, we're just doing that for now.
Yeah. But keeping our fingers crossed, the book loans will go up.
Yeah. Please let us know how your library's getting on in this time of lockdown and face masks. And let us know your success stories and where it's failed. Book reviews.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, last night I finished The Soup Movement by Ben Davis.
You love Ben Davis.
I do. I think he's great. I really fought for his book for year seven. I wasn't successful, but I'm gonna fight his corner again with The Soup Movement, I'm hoping, for next year's year seven. This was a great book. It's just got everything in it. It's got a little bit of morals, it's got a bit of emotion, it's got a bit of laughter, it breaks your hearts in some places, and it touches on the subject of homelessness. It touches on cancer, and friendship between two people. I mean, the friendship between Rio and Jordan is just beautiful. And I love the way the hospital blogs blended in with the different chapters. So it kept going back to when he was in hospital with cancer. And he formed this friendship with a girl called Rio who was there having cancer as well. And she was into doing these mitzvahs, which are acts of kindness. And she said, she basically got Jordan into this thing that in a year's time, we're going to meet up and we're going to talk about how we've done all these mitzvahs. And that's how the Soup Movement came about. And that's why Jordan got involved with that. And he set up this Soup Movement and feeding the homeless, basically. And that sent off a roller coaster of other things that happened. It's really good. It's really easy to read. I think kids are going to love it. It didn't take me long to read, and it's got really nice kind of illustrations at the top of the chapters and things like that. So, and the writing is really nice and really short chapters, so you don't get bored. Simple as that. Great characters.
Great message as well for young kids.
Yeah.
You can never be too kind.
No.
I think that's missing a lot from society nowadays.
And then hopefully, if we do get Ben Davis as the book for year sevens, hopefully, if author visits start again, we can get Ben Davis in.
Would you faint if Ben Davis walked through the door?
Well, I don't know.
You'd be a super fan.
Yeah. He probably thinks I'm stalking him now.
Nah, he probably likes it.
Yeah, because my favourites are Ben Davis and Ross Sayers.
Yeah, I mean, I love Ben Davis on Twitter because I'm always scrolling through and he's always doing something really random.
Yeah.
I wait for it and I'm like,
it's the poetry as well.
I love his poetry.
Yeah,
his poems
were great.
He's always a funny guy.
We'll be pulling out for when we have our reading week, we'll be pulling out his poetry again, won't we?
His poetry. Isn't it about his granddad?
Yeah,
they love like that one.
Yeah.
I've currently started reading two books. I've not finished either of them because I have one at work. I'm currently reading a graphic novel by Svetlana Chamakova. Oh my God, I'm so bad at names.
Is she Russian?
Maybe. I feel like V's are usually Svetlana. Like W's, aren't they? Like,
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm so sorry. I've butchered that. But yeah, I'm currently reading that by her. She's also done Awkward and Brave. And I remember Lucas Maxwell spoke a lot about these graphic novels, which is why we've got them in. But then they've just been sat in a box for a while. So I thought we'd pull it out for December. And I'm really enjoying it. The illustrations are really beautiful. And it's all about this boy who's like, oh, crushes aren't for me. And he goes around and he's also really kind and he protects everyone from bullies. But then he really falls heavy for this girl.
Oh.
That's in drama club, and every time she comes to speak to him, he's like,
"Oh, that's really nice."
It's a really adorable story.
The illustrations on the front of the book look great.
Yeah, I mean, I love how everybody's just like grey, and then they're in colour because he can only see her. But it's all about friendship and growing up, and yeah, it's really good. I'm loving it so far. It's really sweet.
Yeah, you've recommended it to me because I don't really do graphic novels.
You don't do graphic because you like to kind of be told a story. In graphic novels, it's just there's not enough.
Yeah.
But this is really lovely.
Okay.
It's got a nice
I'll
vibe.
Give it a go,
nice
Miss Jones. I'll give it a go.
She pulled out the Miss Jones on me. She's not convinced.
So last night I finished The Soup Movement and started on All Your Twisted Secrets by Diana Urban.
This one looks good.
Yeah, it does
hardback.
Look good. It's hardback. It's quite a big book. And what happens is these six characters, Amber, Sasha, Scott, Robbie, Diego and Priya, all get invited to this dinner party, this scholarship dinner party. And they end up getting locked in the room. And on the table is a bomb and a syringe full of poison and a note that basically says, they have to choose somebody to die or you all are going to die. And the bomb starts ticking away.
How long do they
1 hour.
Oh, does the story then go like flashbacks to past and stuff?
Yeah, so they're all connected. They're all connected some way. And it keeps flashing back to a year ago to when they kind of met and what happened and why they met. And the story is going to unfold, I should imagine. But yeah, I'm already trying to guess who's locked them in the room, but
I bet it's one of them.
Wow.
I bet it's someone in the room that's locked them in the room.
I know.
I don't think that's even a bomb. I think they just want someone to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Or just to scare them. Maybe it's not even poison.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. So it's a bit like one of them like escape room things that they've got to try and get out of this room.
I always think that's a really good setup for a thriller. I think that's why the One of Us is Lying books by Karen McManus are so popular because that's the same premise, you know. Five people walk into detention, one ends up dead. Who did it? It can only be one of the people in the room, and it's kind of a similar thing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'm quite hooked on it now.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it does the flashbacks.
Yeah, because it
keeps
it
interesting. Yeah, it's good.
That's going to be popular. I'm also currently reading Foxes by Emma Bennett, which is the third book in the Stag series. And she's kind of exploring the world now of stag kind of cult and the school. And we've kind of come out of the school. We're in London and we're meeting some of the alumni of the school. We're kind of looking at some older people that are perhaps part of this stag cult and where it's going. But they seem to be getting a bit chummy with them at the moment.
And
they
seem
to be quite... Oh, there are so many foxes. I can see why she named the book
Foxes.
Foxes. Lots of foxes. But then again, in Dogs, there was quite a lot of reference to the Isle of Dogs. But in this one, there's just foxes everywhere. Which is, I thought it was quite funny. Because it's like on the third or it's quite early on in the book. This character's like, oh, you need to look out for foxes. I heard something about foxes. And then there are just foxes literally everywhere. Fox sock? No, there's no fox socks. But I was looking down like, oh my gosh, I'm wearing fox trousers.
Fox socks?
No, but I do own a pair of pyjamas and they've got like little red foxes on them.
Oh.
So in the book it was like, look out for foxes. And I was like, oh my God,
I'm
part of the book. They're going to come looking for me. Stag alumni. But yeah, so I'm currently reading that. So we won't be back next week because obviously we're doing the podcast every other week now due to, you know, COVID. There's not much going on. Though next time we do appear on your feed, we're going to be talking about Christmas in the library.
Elle Fountain. And Elle Fountain. We'll be showing the video that hopefully she's sending that's pre-recorded for our year sevens. Very excited about that.
Yeah, so we're going to have the Elle Fountain author talk. We're going to have the Christmas raffle. We're going to have Christmas quizzes everywhere.
Yep.
Gonna wear my reindeer ears.
Yeah, I'm gonna be decorated.
So much fun, and then that will be the last
one until after Christmas.
Until after Christmas. So we'll see you then. Please get in touch with us via our Twitter at @lounge_learning or comment on the podcast. You were always allowed to do that. No one ever does, but you can. It is a function. And we'll see you then. It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.